Good evening, everyone. This is Larry Phillips. I'm sitting here with Mark and Rosette. And we're going to sing three psalms for you. We're going to sing two before I do the devotional, and then we're going to sing the final one at the end of the devotional. So, first one that we're going to sing, I got to move this computer over. First one we're going to sing is 37. Thirty-seven B. Across the page,
shall fade away. The wicked borrows back his debt, he never does repay. Whereas the righteous gracious is and freely gives away. For those who had been blessed by him inherit shall the land, and those who have been cursed by him cut off shall no more stand.
Well, we'll sing the last one here after I finish the devotional time. Tonight, I'm going to talk about I'm going to talk tonight about people's beliefs, how they come to believe what they come to believe. You know, there's a lot of distorted history. You know, about not only about the New Testament church and how it ended up going into idolatry in Rome and Constantine, and then the, how the Roman Catholic Church began to take hold, and then the Reformation, and then the fact that a lot of the Anabaptist groups refused to participate in it, including the Albigenses, the Lollards, the Paulicians, the Albigenses, many of those refused to participate in it. And then we have the ushering in of what is called the time of enlightenment. Education began to take off, and then we have John Wesley coming over here to the United States and starting this great revival movement based upon the free will of man. And then we have the Dewey educational system coming in, and John Dewey, and the propagation of secular education in the minds of our children. And look at where we are today. 28 Jesuit universities. Georgetown University controls the policies, foreign policies of the United States, and much of its domestic policy. We have Loyola, who started the Jesuit enclave, and it was brought into fruition to combat the Reformation. And then there was a time when England had a royal declaration that they had to take a solemn oath. Their leaders, their kings, their queens had to take a solemn oath that they would protect the nation against false religion, and specifically the Roman Catholic Church. But now we've got King Charles, Pope Paul, Pope Francis giving King Charles a thumbs up on his climate change and his Great Reset, and going along with the Green Movement, going on along with digital cashless society, going on with along with artificial intelligence and so on. And we know that Copernicus brought about a big lie for promoting and propagating this globe that we're supposedly living on. It's going through space at 60,000 miles an hour, and at the equator at 1,000 miles an hour. And all the reformers came against Copernicus and his teachings, as well as came against the papacy. But now we have these all lining up, coming under one umbrella. The climate change movement, the World Health Organization, the international bankers and digital currency, the artificial intelligence international corporations all lined together to take control over the world. And they've done a pretty good job of it, but only by the absolute sovereign decree of God, who's already told us that it was going to happen, and also he tells us that Babylon is going to fall. So that's what I wanted to just talk about a little bit about. The last psalm we're going to sing is 27C, I believe. 27A. 27A. By the way, we are back up on YouTube for those who watch our videos on YouTube. I don't know how long we'll be on there, but we'll see what happens. 27A. Okay, go ahead.
The Lord's my light and Savior, He shall make me dismay. My life's strength is the Lord, of whom I shall be afraid. For when my enemies rose, whose wicked persons all against me rose to eat my flesh, they stumbled and did fall. Against me, oh, a host encamped. My heart yet fearless is. No war against me rise, but win, because with him is.
One thing I have, the Lord desire,
and will seek to obtain. That all days of my life I may within God's house remain. Thou art the beauty of the Lord. Behold, may and admire, and that I in His holy place may reverently inquire.
May the good Lord be with you tonight. It's my prayer. God bless.